Being joined by Hampton Dumont Cowell wrestling coach Patrick Hansen, talking about this upcoming regional dual meet. The Bulldogs will be traveling to Humboldt with a chance to take on Clarion Goldfield Dawes for the third time here this season in the first round. Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time. Before we talk about your regional duel here with CGD specifically, 21-8 dual season for you guys so far. I just want to get your thoughts on your team's body of work throughout this dual season, how you guys have been able to, be competitive enough to earn a spot here in this regional dual meet.
Yeah, I mean we're battle tested, right? Like we've wrestled I think of the top like 14 or 15 teams. I think we've wrestled like 10 of them. Beat some of them, lost some of them, it's just the way it goes. But I think once at one time we were like 4-3, and now to be 21-8, it just shows, we're picking it up at the end of the year, getting our lineup figured out, getting everybody on board, and it's a marathon, not a sprint. That's not what I always say to all the kids. It's a sprint from here on out now, but it's a marathon if you look at the whole body of work of the season. So, but we're ready to sprint this last mile.
So this will be your third meeting again with Clarion Goldfield Dawes this season. They were able to beat you both times, two really close duels, however. What were your thoughts on those two duels and what you saw when you met them earlier this season?
Yeah, so like the first time. We were weights were all over the place for us and for them, and kids are at different places. We're very familiar with each other. We've wrestled each other. They go to the same clubs. They do stuff like that, and we've known each other for a long time. So there's not a lot of love lost between us, and there's not a lot of question marks. We kind of know what each other have, and I tell you what, for like this is the fourth time. Third time maybe that we've requalified for regionals, fourth time I think, since I've been either head or assistant. So 4 times in 7 years, which is pretty cool. I mean, if you think about it, tw top 24 teams make it out of 96 in Class 2A, and you compare that to other sports, like this would be like making the second round of football. Half the teams make it in football, a third of the teams make it in wrestling. And I know it's not the state tournament, state duels, only 8 teams make it to state duels. So it's a big deal. And this is the first time I think I have not been freaking out, worrying about bouncing and jumping and just not knowing who the team is. Every other time you send New Hampton, didn't really know him last year. A couple years ago, Winterset didn't know him. Year before that, it was Independence. I had no idea who the guys on their team were. And now, like, I know every one of their JV kids. They know every one of our JV kids. We know exactly what everybody's going to do. And, it's, I'm kind of happy with our regional. Like, let's figure it out. Three teams from the conference. We all know each other. Let's see what we're made of.
Yeah, so when it comes to facing Clarion Goldfield Dawes now for the third time, what are some of the keys you think for maybe turning some of those losses into wins? Where you might be able to, find an edge in this duel? I have to imagine, bonus points in a lot of matches are going to be, crucial for both sides as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to come down to matchups, and that coin goes up in the air when they flip it at the beginning, and if it lands on us, that's a good thing. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to, and it sucks that you're looking at like a state level event that's going to come down to a coin flip. But if they win the coin flip, they got an advantage. If we win the coin flip, we got an advantage. But if we even if we win if we lose that coin flip, we're still going to try to do our best. We're going to wrestle out of it. We got some things we can change. This is the first time we're at 100% all year, and it's a great time of year to be at that 100%. So, we'll see what happens. I know we're going to put our best foot forward. We've been talking about it all week. Like I told the kids when it came out, like I care about this so much that like I don't care what goes on in my life on Wednesday because I'm so focused on Tuesday. And once Tuesday gets over with, whether we're win or lose, whatever it is, then I'll figure out what else I'm going to do. So every time we break it down, it's beat Clarion. Every time we do anything, it's beat Clarion. We're not even worrying about Humboldt. We beat Clarion, then we'll worry about Humboldt. So just getting our kids in the right mindset, and they're hungry, man. It's hard to beat somebody 3 times, and if they're able to, hats off to them.
You bet. So we'll let the kids focus on CGD. Do want to ask you about Humboldt here for just a sec, though. You went
Yeah.
1-1 against them here in the regular season. What were your thoughts on those two duels against the Wildcats this year?
Yeah, so I mean if their Mayhall, one of their kids that was state placement last year, is at 126. First time we dueled him. Second time, he's now at 144, where they also had a returning state qualifier. So I don't know what their lineup's gonna look like exactly. I know they're gonna have to do something because like us and Clarion are way favored to beat them. I had some moves we didn't do last time I wrestled them. I mean, I'm not scared of them at all. And last time we beat them, it was probably closer than it should have been. So, but like leave it to the state, right? Like we beat them. They went 2-4 on 2 Saturdays ago in duels, and we went 4-2 and leave them ahead of us. Like why are we even going to Humboldt today? Like last time we wrestled, or tomorrow, last time we wrestled Humboldt, we beat them. Clarion and Humboldt were at the conference tournament. We beat both of them. Last year, the state gave me explanation of we used that conference tournament to decide the difference maker, so we had to go back up to Algona. This year, evidently didn't listen to it because the team that got fourth is now hosting. So, I mean, yeah, it says Hampton-Dumont on my shirt. The state's never going to give you the benefit of the doubt or give you a good place to go. So, like, you got to be tough, right? That's our ticket. We got to be tough. We got to be mean. We got to go take things that people don't think is ours. And they're not ready to give those things up, so you got to be ready to pry it from them. And we're in the mindset to do it. We're the people that are going to be the bad draw for somebody. And I'm sure over at Clarion, they're not happy to see us again. And I get why they wouldn't be.
You bet. And just a couple questions left for you here. So when it comes to these regional duels, and I'm not asking you to give away any secrets, right? But a lot more strategizing goes into this, right? When it comes down to some of the individual matchups and things like that, right? What does that look like from your perspective?
We have a very deep JV team. I mean, we were JV conference champions. That makes us very dangerous. Like every other time when we wrestle somebody, you have your JV matches going on another mat, right? And if a kid wrestles JV against, like, say, Clarion or Humboldt, they cannot wrestle in the varsity duel. So, like, when we do that duel meet, I'm more worried about Cooper Bird getting JV matches. I'm more worried about Blake Burmaster getting JV matches. We're more worried about just getting better the whole time because that duel doesn't really, I mean, it means something, but it doesn't, So now I got 15 guys on the bench that want to get in the varsity duel that we're able to move, and like everything's there. Like it'd be like having a, you're a naval admiral or whatever, and now you got every ship there to fight the war, and it makes it way easier. And it makes us really dangerous. We're really, really deep. Clarion's got some kids out, but they're not very deep. They don't have a lot of movement. Humboldt, same thing. They're kind of old. They're graduating. And movement and there's going to be a lot going on, and hopefully just keep our heads level and fight through all of it.
All right, well, that's Hampton-Dumont Cowboys wrestling coach Patrick Hansen joining us here on Radio On the Go Sports. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll see you over in Humboldt.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, John.